This is the Best Of Daily Devotion Series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
The commentary writer Ray Stedman once said, quote, "God has issued to each of us a bugle call to intelligent combat. It is a call to us to be men and women of God, to fight the good fight, to stand fast in the faith, to be strong in the Lord in the midst of the battle, in the midst of this dark and evil world." We need to revisit Ephesians 6, 10 through 20 today. Let's read it. It says, "Last of all," Paul the Apostle speaking, "I want to remind you that your strength must come from the Lord's mighty power within you. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand safe against all strategies and tricks of Satan. For we are not fighting against people made of flesh and blood, but against persons without bodies, the evil rulers of the unseen world, these mighty satanic beings and great evil princes of darkness who rule the world, and against huge numbers of wicked spirits in the spirit world. So use every piece of God's armor to resist the enemy whenever he attacks, and when it is all over, you'll still be standing up. But do this, you will need the strong belt of truth and the breastplate of God's approval. Wear shoes that are able to speed you on as you preach the good news of peace with God. In every battle, you will need faith as your shield to stop the fiery arrows aimed at you by Satan. And you will need the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray all the time. Ask God for anything in line with the Holy Spirit's wishes. Plead with Him, reminding Him of your needs, and keep praying earnestly for all Christians everywhere. Pray for me too, and ask God to give me the right words as I boldly tell others about the Lord, and as I explain to them that His salvation is for the Gentiles too. For I am in chains now for preaching the message of God, but pray that I'll keep on speaking out boldly for Him, even here in prison, as I should." You know, those who ignore this call that Paul's making, this battle that's raging around them, each and every one of them really are doomed to be casualties. It's so important as Christians to remember that we cannot remain neutral. You have to choose a side. You have to align yourself with the forces of God, the forces of good, because by default, you're on the side of the forces of darkness. So we must answer that bugle call. We must put on our armor and stand our ground. If we don't, the battle is simply going to roll over us. And in our defenseless, bewildered state, the forces of evil are just going to trample us into the dust of the battlefield. We must learn to recognize how the dark systems of the devil works. But more than that, we need to learn the processes of overcoming systems of the devil. And we don't do that through flesh and blood. We don't do that by joining committees or getting involved in a political action, certainly not by taking up clubs or assault weapons and attacking a human enemy. No, Paul says the weapons of our warfare are not flesh and blood weapons. They're not physical weapons, not political weapons. Rather, our weapons are mighty through God unto the pulling down of strongholds and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. 2 Corinthians 10, 3-5. That's the path of victory, gang. Now, most of us still fail to see the grace, the issue of grace, in the proper light of God's intention. I mean, we know from Paul's own words that grace simply is not an excuse to sin. We know that, and we accept that, but we still fail to understand that grace is also not an excuse to fail to live in holiness, nor is it an excuse to reject God's lordship over our lives. Now, we may feel today that we don't have a license to go get drunk or go out and have sex with our girlfriend, but then we often do think that we have license, or that we're allowed, rather, to stand down in what is truthfully expected out of us as changed people. So we see it as a negative, but what about the positive side? We think it's only optional to allow God's sovereign control of our destiny and to step out of the fray because we're under God's grace. That's not an option, gang. We fail to understand that not doing what we're called to do is as much of a sin as doing what we're not supposed to do. That's sins of omission, sins of commission. This takes a conscious decision and really a daily conscious effort to live out this reality.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.